What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Tonight, police and Ghana Armed Forces commenced joint investigations into the shooting of a soldier which occurred at Millennium City in Kasua as they arrest one person in connection with the incident. Also, Trade Union Congress demands government fix the worsening economic conditions in the country, which has left many workers economically vulnerable as they celebrate May Day.
We are celebrating this May Day at the time Ghanaian workers and their families are grappling with high cost of living and inflation of over 25%.
And as the country prepares for the December elections, the union is calling for the Electoral Commission to be resourced to ensure peaceful elections.
The Electoral Commission must be adequately resourced and equipped to conduct free and fair elections.
Also tonight, civil and local government staff association describes as unacceptable the replacement of their members with political appointees by government as they vow to resist the move.
The unprofessional performance of these political appointees, coupled with their blatant disregard for laid down procedures, have contributed immensely to the poor state of the economy.
And in Kumasi, staff of ECG staged a walkout while the regional minister was reading a speech to protest what they describe as unlawful arrest of one of their managers and the minister's refusal to apologize for the incident.
We're not surprised because we've been told already that there's no way he will apologize. But we're disappointed because we thought it's a very good opportunity for him.
And in business?
And in business, President Akufo-Addo said the IMF program has helped in Ghana's economic recovery, describing it as an important ingredient in dealing with current challenges. And Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Shelley Ayokobotri, pushes for transformative agenda in her attempt to become Secretary General of Commonwealth Secretariat.
All of these in the next 30 minutes. Let's turn off all the details. Now, tonight, the Ghana Police Service has commenced investigations into shootings at Millennium City in Kasua, which led to the death of a soldier on Tuesday, April 30. Two others sustained injuries and narrowly escaped. Now, the incident occurred when the deceased and his companions confronted individuals working on land they claim is theirs. The disagreement escalated when attempt to settle the matter at the Millennium City District Police Command proved futile. The police say they have managed to arrest one suspect who is already assisting with investigations. We'll bring you those details shortly. First, here is Adum FM's Kofi Ajayi with the details of the story.
Land litigation between the suspect, the Lord, and one Indigo, the one who just spoke to us. So they've been having issues on the land for some time now. So anytime both of them meet on the ground, it became different thing. So according to information yesterday, the Indigo got police officers to the site because the other party were working on the land. I think the land is just to be one plot. So both of them is owning half of the land. So, but both of them doesn't want anybody to take that. So when they were working, Indigo got police, but police couldn't sustain or police couldn't, I mean, address the issue. So after some minutes, after some hours, these military officers, they were three in numbers with a Toyota RAV4 car, a vehicle 4x4. They also came to the scene and wanted to stop the project, to stop their work. But after they arrived at the scene, they saw that the boys were there. I mean, some guys were there in their numbers. They couldn't, try to stop the boys. So they decided to go to police station to lodge a formal complaint. So when they left the police station at the Millennium City District Police Command, these guys also followed up to the police station. So the suspect who has been arrested now, according to information, when he reached the police station, he pulled out a pistol. I don't know what happened, but he pulled out a pistol and started firing the Toyota RAV4 car, which led to the death of the military officer.
Those people involved, as far as this is concerned, have there been, I know the security services are already on the beat, but what's the latest you can report on that?
Currently, the Central East Regional Police Command has arrested the suspect because the incident happened in front of Millennium City District Police Command. The shooting incident happened in front of police station. So they were able to arrest him. The body has been conveyed by military police yesterday night around 12 a.m. Military police from headquarters came and conveyed the body to the 37 military hospital.
Let's bring you more details in this, because tonight we're hearing that the police have already begun investigations into it. My colleague Michael Ashele joins me in studio with details of that release from the Ghana Police Service. Michael, what more is the police saying?
So we know that the Ghana Police says, well, they have arrested a man in connection with a shooting incident which occurred in Kaswa. Now, their preliminary police investigation has established that the suspect, Ben Lord Ababu, allegedly shot the soldier at Millennium City in Kaswa, and that's yesterday on 30th April 2024 at about 4:20 p.m. The victim sustained gunshot wounds and was rushed to the mother and child hospital at Kaswa for medical attention. However, he was later pronounced dead by the medical authorities. Now, the suspect, we are told, Ben Lord Ababu, is now in police custody and assisting them with investigations.
Well, is the police working alone on this?
Well, from the statement, we gather that the leadership of the police service is in touch with the leadership of the Ghana Armed Forces to investigate this particular incident.
Okay, now let's go live to the community now, where my colleague Kofi Ajay joins me with some details. Kofi, what is the mood in the community as we speak?
What I can say is that there's still fear and panic in the community. Though, Millennium City is a well-organized, well-structured community. Basically, those residing in Millennium City are maybe Alex people, because it's built by estate developers. So majority of them are well-organized and respectful people. But still, majority of them are living there because they think that the military officers might come there and, as usual, will come and do their thing. So majority of them are living in fear. I think an hour ago, police personnel from crime scene, national, came to the scene to pick some, continue their investigations. About 20 to 30 men from the crime scene, the CID people were there, and they're taking a lot of samples, which will help their investigations.
All right, Kofi, grateful for that update. Away from that, the Trade Union Congress is demanding government works to fix what it calls the worsening economic conditions in the country. According to the Secretary General of the TUC, Dr. Yao Ban, the depreciation of the cedi, inflation and other factors have made life difficult for the ordinary Ghanaian, who was addressing a parade to mark the May Day celebration at the Black Star Square here in Accra.
We are celebrating this May Day at the time Ghanaian workers and their families are grappling with high cost of living and inflation of over 25%. Exchange rate of the cedi
is now almost 14 cedis, if not more, to $1, compared to about 4 in 2016. That means workers who earn monthly salary of 1,000 Ghana cedis in 2016 were taking home the equivalent of $250. Today, 1,000 Ghana cedis is only $71. The depreciation of the cedi at this monumental scale, that is about 250% depreciation, represents a huge decline in living standards of Ghanaians generally and workers in particular. This is so because of...
And ahead of the December 7th general elections, the Trades Union Congress is urging government to resolve the Electoral Commission to ensure credible elections fully.
The security agencies are saying that they are fully prepared, but they should be properly equipped and they should be ready to deal with anybody who will attempt to deny Ghanaians the right to enjoy. The Electoral Commission must be adequately resourced and equipped to conduct free and fair elections. And the courts must be ready, and again, they should also be adequately equipped to deal with all election-related disputes promptly. And most importantly, political parties must respect the choices of the people of Ghana and accept the results of the elections.
While responding, President Akufo-Addo assured the government will ensure a peaceful conduct of the 2024 general elections.
It is imperative that we recognize the crucial importance of maintaining peace and stability throughout the electoral process. Elections are the cornerstone of democracy, providing a platform for the expression of the popular will and for the peaceful transfer of power when required. However, they also have the potential to divide rather than unite if not conducted in a peaceful and transparent manner. Indeed, the theme for this year's May Day celebration, Election 2024, the role of workers and social partners in securing peaceful elections for national development, underscores the pivotal role that each and every one of us has to play in ensuring that our electoral process is free, fair, transparent, and devoid of violence.
Meanwhile, in the Ashanti region, tension erupted at the May Day Deba ground in the Ashanti region as staff of the Electricity Company of Ghana walked out during the speech of the regional minister, Simon Osemingsa. The agitated staff protested against the regional minister for arresting their general manager and subsequently refusing to apologize for the action. Love FM's Clinton Yeboah has more in this report.
As the Ashanti regional minister ascended the podium to address the May Day parade, the ECG workers moved from their seats and walked out of the premises. They held placards with diverse inscriptions, including, KSTU is not a security zone. Stop arresting us in line of our duty. And the Ashanti region deserves quality leadership. Their action is to protest the refusal of the minister to withdraw a case against the Ashanti East manager of ECG, Mark Wiafe, for a disconnection exercise at the Kumasi Technical University over outstanding electricity debt.
You know, not long ago, the Ashanti Regional Minister, Simon Osemensa, authorized for the arrest of the general manager of the electricity company of Ghana's Ashanti Business Unit. And on the grounds, the Deba grounds of the celebration of May Day here at the Jubilee Park, the workers of ECG have staged a walkout. They say they are not going to listen to his speech. I'll be engaging some of the workers to find out what their plights are. We understand that the regional minister has said that there is no way he is going to apologize for the arrest.
We are not going to participate or listen to whatever he will say. We are standing here. If he's done with his speech, we'll go back and enjoy the program. Said it time and time again. We're not surprised because we've been told already that there's no way he will apologize. But we're disappointed because we thought it's a very good opportunity for him to apologize. And since that is what he wants, but we are not satisfied with a lot of allegations that he made in his press conference and will come out. I think our attention was taken by this program, and after the program, you'll hear from us.
National Vice Chairman of the ECG Senior Staff Workers Union, Bismarck Aduma, who held the walkout, insists on boycotting any business with Yash.
The issue is our general manager was doing his normal work and he caused his arrest, which we thought he didn't do it well. So we asked him to withdraw the case, and up to now he has not done it.
What will happen if this protest does not effect any change?
As long as he's not going to withdraw the case and then withdraw the case and then apologize to our general manager and then the workers, we are not going to do anything. This shows that we are not ready to do anything with him.
If you say you're not ready to do anything, what exactly do you mean?
He call us for any meeting, we will not go. He come to anywhere we are, we will leave the place. Like
now, the flag bearer of the National Democratic Congress, John Dramani Mahama, has conveyed a message of solidarity to Ghanaian workers on the occasion of May Day, expressing his readiness to collaborate with them in reshaping the nation's trajectory. In a statement issued on May 1, Mr. Mahama assured Ghanaian workers of his commitment to working with them to tackle the various challenges facing the country. Away from that, she was born into a traditional farming family and naturally developed love for agriculture. But her love grew beyond the use of hoes and cutlasses to include operating tractors on farmland. 28-year-old Peace Ayiku is looking at crushing boundaries of tradition to venture into a space long dominated by men, agricultural mechanization. Enjoy Prime's latest feature titled The She-Mex. My colleague Emmanuel Jivenu traveled to Adedome Farm Institute and filed this report.
It is a quiet revolution taking place, fueled not by defiance, but by determination. Young ladies from the Adedome Farm Institute, in a field long dominated by men, agriculture mechanization.
Trying laying hands on the machines, it seems I love the machines more than...
These promising students are crushing the notion that some fields are reserved for one gender.
They mostly say that what is men's work that ladies cannot do. What men can do, women can do it more.
Peace Ayiku, raised by farming parents, is looking at going beyond the boundaries of tradition.
It gives me some confidence that if I get the chance, I'll also learn how to do that.
As they maneuver through the fields, they are not just operating a tractor, but steering a path towards a future where gender does not determine one's role in agriculture.
If I am able to undergo this training and I complete, let's say, I tend to do my own farming, I know how to operate my machines, it will make it very easy for me. And I was very happy about the institute.
There appears to be high demand for skilled female tractor operators on commercial agriculture farms.
Women have been observed to be very efficient and take very good care of the tractors, environment, and then the personnel, that is the people on the tractor and the colleagues around.
These ladies, challenging norms and plowing their way into a brighter, gender-inclusive future for agriculture in Ghana. Emmanuel Jivenu, Joy Prime.
Well, the New Patriotic Party has announced plans to embark on a massive reconciliation mission to bring back disgruntled party members who have left the party to reinforce its ranks for victory ahead of the December general elections. This follows the party's success in retaining the Ejiso parliamentary seat in a fiercely contested election, with its candidate Kwabena Boateng polling 27,782, representing 55.79% of the total valid vote cast. His closest contender, Kwabena Osua Duomi, a former MPP member of parliament for the area who ran as an independent candidate, secured 21,536 votes, representing 43.24%. Chairman of the party, Stephen Intim, says he will reach out to all aggrieved factions, including Kwabena Osua Duomi.
Political parties are built with multitudes. You need the people. So my task is to go down there and then be with my people, listen to them, whatever constitutes the disagreement, my job is to make sure that we judge or find the common grounds that will benefit. It is the government that provides the resources for the development. The development comes from the government. And it's that same government presenting me as you know, I came on the ticket of the government. So it is on that platform, you know, that I'm also standing. And so whatever development the state would share, my job is to make sure that I lobby and, you know, get a fair share for the people of Ejoso. And I think government is minded to do that, especially this year, which is election year. A lot of projects are going on, and Ejoso will have its fair share.
So that's the national chairman of the NPP, Stephen Intim. Now, Winston Taki is here with business. Winston, what's up in business?
In business, President Akufo-Addo says the IMF program has helped in Ghana's economic recovery, describing it as an important ingredient in dealing with current economic challenges. Now, the business news on Newsnight is brought to you by MTM Business. Welcome to the new world of business. Kingdom Books and Stationery, Syntex Tanks, and Pepsodent, Charcoal and Herbal. Now to a false business story. President Akufo-Addo has maintained that he sees the IMF program as an important ingredient to aid in the recovery of the economy. This follows criticism from Trade Union Congress Secretary Dr. Yalba that the IMF program has rather made workers worse off. But speaking at a program to mark the International Workers' Day at the Black Star Square in Accra, President Akufo-Addo disagrees. He maintained that other initiatives are also being implemented to try and turn the economy around.
Government has never been of the view that the IMF bailout package would be a sufficient solution to our economic circumstances. It is important to stress, however, that it represents a crucial step towards our ongoing economic recovery. It has enabled us to implement necessary reforms and policies aimed at restoring fiscal discipline, promoting sustainable growth, and safeguarding the well-being of our citizens. As a result, growth has turned out to be more resilient and robust than initially programmed, as growth ended 2023 at 2.9%, higher than the original projection of 1.5%, and the revised projection of 2.3%. Inflation is declining and has been halved from 54% at the end of 2022 to 25.8% at the end of March 2024.
We believe.
Akufo-Addo is the President of the Republic of Ghana. Now, Workers' Union of the Ghana Revenue Authority is making an appeal to government to consider a national dialogue on tax payment and incentive system to attract people to file their taxes. They argue that this will serve as a large platform to deliberate on how citizens can benefit from tax payment and support revenue mobilization. Chairman of the union, Theophilus Kwesi, made the appeal in a speech during the GRA Workers' Day celebration in Accra.
We believe that the time has come where we come together as a people to work on our culture of paying taxes. This dialogue, I believe, should be connected to the incentive packages that are attached in paying taxes. One question can be asked, Commissioner General, what is the incentive for a final consumer to demand a...
Now, Chairman of the Ghana Revenue Authority Workers' Union, Theophilus Kwesi, meanwhile, the event was also used to introduce the new commissioner of the various divisions to the staff of GRA.
As part of my vision for the Commonwealth, I propose a transformative trade and development agenda whereby a successful free trade agreement among its member states, where states within the Commonwealth would reap the benefits of enhancing integration and participation in global and regional supply chains, and also boost participation in the multilateral trading system. I believe that this transformative policy could even be a model for the World Trade Organization for a synergic make of regional and multilateral trade integration.
That was Shelley Ayoko Botri, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration. Now, moving on, the National Lottery Authority has given the firm assurance that it is committed to investing and giving back to communities which it operates in. Head of Monitoring and Evaluation Peter Nabila said the authority is poised to enhance the standard of living of Ghanaians. He spoke to Joy Business at an engagement with head porters and track pushers in Accra.
We decided that on May Day, and our environment is surrounded by the destitute, then the less privileged. We can't be in an environment where people think we enjoy, and those around our environment, it seems that they don't have nothing to do. So the DG and the coordinator decided on 1st May, we invite them to come to the head office so that we give them talk on personal hygiene and lupus syndrome. Then after that, we feed them one hot meal a day so that their kids can have time to play.
Peter Nabila is the head of monitoring and evaluation of the good causes at the National Lottery Authority. That ends the business news on Newsnight. My name is Winston Taki.
Thanks, Winston, for that. Now, two other stories. There's strong push to reconstitute the committees of parliament to allow minority MP chair the Government Assurances Committee. The committee tracks promises made by ministers on the floor of the House and reports on the implementation of those promises. Now, the new standing orders require that the committee is chaired by an MP not belonging to the party forming the government. However, since Parliament is yet to constitute the new committees in line with these orders, the committee is still chaired by Majority MP for Yendi Farouk Aliu Mahama. Energy Minister Matthew Opoku-Prempeh was expected to appear before the committee, but pulled out at the last minute, informing the committee he's travelling. A member of the committee, Andrew Dari Chiwete, says ministers will take the committee seriously if a strong opposition MP chairs it.
It's the committee, primarily leadership, that have to step up their game, because ideally, the committee should be chaired by a member in opposition, not a member in government. You know how difficult it is for us to do politics in Ghana. A member in government chairing the committee feels that, oh, that's my party member, the minister, I belong to the same party with the minister. And so if I become so hard on the minister, it will look like I'm pulling my own minister down. We have a very bad thinking about the committee. People have wrong perception about the committee. The Government Assurance Committee is not a witch hunting committee. It is a committee that rather puts the government on its toes to ensure that government works to satisfy Ghanaians who put them there. And so for me, I think we rather need to give more education to let ministers understand that the committee is supposed to be a committee that helps them work. I remember one time I engaged one of the ministers, and that minister said, well, that was not his fault. He was not getting releases from the finance minister. And so this is a committee that will give you the opportunity to tell your story. So I think we should rather let people understand that it is important for them to take whatever the Government Assurance Committee do. It's important for them to see the committee as a committee that is rather helping them project what they do.
Now, researchers are deploying sensors in urban poor communities to investigate pollution sources and its impact on residents. The goal is to assist municipal assemblies in cracking down on polluters and protecting the vulnerable groups. Air Quality Beat reporter Michael Ashley has more in the following report.
According to WHO's 2022 data, a startling 99% of the global population is exposed to polluted air. In Ghana, air pollution is responsible for at least 28,000 deaths annually. Air pollutants come in various forms, including particulate matter, nitrogen oxides, sulfur dioxide, carbon monoxide, volatile organic compounds, and ozone. These pollutants originate from a range of sources such as vehicle emissions, industrial processes, and power plants. That makes the Tema Industrial Enclave a hotspot. Wisdom Adeche is the Metro Health Officer for the Tema Metropolis.
So it will affect our atmosphere.
Authorities have had a challenge tackling the menace. Tema East Sub-Metro Director Maunyo Amenyawu explained why.
we don't know the extent of which our communities are polluted, the air and the quality of air that we also breathe.
People's Dialogue, in collaboration with the Clean Air Fund, is filling that gap.
The project covers initial three communities. We are looking at Tema New Town here because of the industrial nature. We're also looking at Sokobai in Kumasi.
It is now a race to educate the masses about the far-reaching effects of air pollution and their devastating impact on the climate. With projects like this, they hope to win the race. This story was a collaboration with New Narratives. Funding was provided by the Clean Air Fund. The funder had no say in the content of the story. For Joy News, Michael Ashale.